One takes a very different view than Chazal. In addition to Chazal, they get to Mara. Sham samlo chokum mishpat v'sham nisau. At Mara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu samlo. Very interesting phrase. Samlo chokum mishpat v'sham nisau. He also tested them. What were the chokum mishpat delivered? Why is it sam? So Rashi quotes the Gemara that in Mara, this encampment in the desert, they were handed a list of trial mitzvahs. The three that Rashi quotes are Shabbos and Dinim and either Paraduma or Kibbut Avayim. It's not clear what the Girs is, but let's say Paraduma. These are trial mitzvahs. So Ramban asks on Rashi, so then why don't we have the normal delivery mechanism? A, they're very mysterious, it's hard to specify them. B, doesn't sound samlo chokum mishpat. So Ramban says that essentially Hashem is delivering these mitzvahs in a way that's very similar to Avram. They're not really commanded, because like Avram and Avos didn't have commands. But first of all, they're getting accustomed to mitzvahs, which is really inherent. Ramban isn't really innovating any ideas. They're getting accustomed, and also to see how they'll respond to the concept of commandments in general, not just to accustom themselves to a life of commandment, but also, will they respond to the concept of commandment with happiness? And it's a nice Ramban, doesn't really add anything, I'll talk about what he adds in a moment, about the stage in life where you're starting to mature into a life in which you don't have unlimited freedom. And you're practicing with commandment and commitment and discipline, and not just practicing by conditioning yourself to going to Minyan Baruch Hashem, that's why you're here, and fulfilling mitzvahs, but also what your mentality is, what your attitude is. Can you appreciate the dignity of a life of commandment, the dignity of a life of commitment, rather than probably what, as you saw it in high school, something you just have to grin and bear because maybe you're a good person, or because your parents want you to be firm, because you're afraid of Om Shana. Now, maybe there's something here that I should be happy about and have a life of moderation and abstinence and divine spirit. And so that's how the Ramban elaborates upon Rashi quoting the Gemara. Samlo, there's no tzibul, there's no vaydabro shem and moshalimar. Samlo chok mishpat v'shem nisa. Then the Ramban says, but wait a second, I feel there's something else going on here. It's not delivering mitzvahs only, but Hashem also, remember, the text can contain multiple narratives. There's something else that Hashem delivered to them, and that's the social skills and the interpersonal skills that are going to be necessary for the next, what was meant to be a short journey, but which ultimately became a long journey. Chokum Mishpat doesn't mean mitzvahs. Chokum Mishpat means the skills. Now, what are the skills? So the chok refers to the ways of the desert. It's going to be tough in the desert, and is it going to be easy? And you're going to have to struggle, and you're going to have to, which is fascinating, because we think that the desert was one long Anani Akavo, endless water, endless man. And the man says, no. The language is, Sheyisrein bechuki hamidbar lisbol hara v'hatzama. Hashem was teaching them at this point, that's why the water wasn't immediately available at Mara, and then Moshe had to throw the wood into the water to sweeten it. It's not going to be so easy in the desert. This is like a boot camp. You don't have to struggle, you'll be thirsty, you'll be hot. Fascinating that their needs were provided, but not in the luxurious way that we always thought throughout the entire trip through the desert. But they had to struggle, they had to suffer, they had to show courage and forbearance. And the second part of Chok is to ask Hashem for your needs without complaining. Because this is the one part in Parshas B'Shalach, really the only times in the desert, where they just said, Hashem, we need water. Rather than complaining, aren't there enough graves in Egypt, and why do we live in Egypt, if we told you so, and where are we heading, and ay-ba-ba-ay. And this is the only time where they actually, they ask Hashem, and Hashem says, okay, here's water. So at Mara, there are two parts of the desert experience that they're being taught. One is the struggle, and to a degree suffering and forbearance. Two is, the Ramban says, to ask lo derech pluna, not to complain all the time, just sometimes to ask. Sometimes you just ask someone for something. Sometimes you complain before you even ask. And certainly in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's chok. What's mishpat? Mishpat is social order. How will this semi-camp of refugees fare in the desert? We all know how that works out. Refugee camps, people are fleeing from war zones, people are fleeing. It ends up being filthy, lawless, aggressive, rape, theft, undignified. So Hashem is saying, you're not going to travel through the desert. Of course, Hashem knows through divine foreknowledge it's going to be a long trip. He says, you have to make sure you maintain your social order and your intelligence and your wisdom and law over the next 40 years or certainly the next journey. So the Mishpat doesn't refer to your view of the desert and how you respond to adversity and hardship, but it refers to, for example, V'after l'recha kamocha, the Ramban says, to be kind to one another in the desert, to follow the wisdom of the elders, to maintain your tznius, even though everyone's living on top of each other, to be kind to passing caravans. All these caravans are going to be passing through, selling them goods and materials, right? So there were caravans. They actually had interactions with local tradesmen, and they could have very easily killed them and taken their wares and kidnapped them. And he says, Shaloyu kim machanos hasholalim. It shouldn't be like these vandals who just wander the desert like a malik in the end of Bishalach and just pick on defenseless prey in the open desert. And he says this is very similar to Kitetze. In Kitetze, we're going out to war, and Hashem warns us before you go to war, and keep your camp dignified, and keep your biological ways outside of the camp, and know that Hashem's within the camp. So that's wartime. Wartime elicits certain aggressive tendencies and certain lack of sensitivities. Here's not really war, although they do go to war. It's more just the journey in the desert. It ends up being one big refugee camp, and people take whatever measures they want. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is conditioning them not just how they'll relate to the challenges of the desert, no food, no water, hot sand, hot sun, A, learn to be forbearing, B, learn to ask without complaining, but also forget all the hardships of the desert. This is going to be a ragtag, temporary refugee camp. How will you maintain the dignity and the social order that's reflective of being the Am Hashem? So according to Rashi and the Gemara, they were being taught mitzvahs. I'll talk about this Wednesday night. Very famous of Amitah. But according to the Ramban, they were being taught how to face the challenges of the desert and how to maintain social dignity and social ethics in the desert. That's a fascinating Ramban. A lot of people don't know this Ramban. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.